Welcome to the Daily Chat. I am your host and creator, Cody Lewis. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the chat. I'm obviously your host and creator, if you didn't know. My name's Cody, if you didn't know, which you should have, because of that intro. So, you know, if you didn't know, well, you should have been fucking listening to the first 15 seconds. What the fuck? Anyways. How's everybody doing? Doing good? I hope. It's November. Fuck yeah, man. You know, we're about a month away from hitting December. Gonna be going into winter. I don't know about y'all, but my state's bipolar as hell when it comes to the temperatures. Man, it's all over the place. You know what I mean? Like, it's hot and cold. And then it's hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, 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 cold for a couple days. Then it goes right back to being hot and cold. And it's just confusing. It's just, it's not fun. I don't mind it. Just don't get me wrong. I don't mind it. I don't mind waking up, you know, or you know, going to bed at, you know, with, you know, 40, 30 degree temperatures. I don't mind it. I really don't. I like that. And I like having the, you know, 60, 70 degree weather during the day. That, why can't we just have that all the time? Where, like, it just fall and spring type, you know, weather. Like, why can't we just have that here in Michigan? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. The weather's definitely a shit show, I'd have to say. But, I mean, what are you gonna do? You can't. You can't do anything. Well, I don't know. Supposedly, I guess we can control the weather and everything, you know, creating weather shit and what, I don't know. But, yeah. Listen, I have a couple, a message for you, okay? Listen, we're coming into, you know, all of this stuff, you know, the new, coming into the end of the year and everything, and some people, you know, their hopes and their dreams, they get definitely got crushed during this year, and, you know, definitely got crushed in general, you know, people do. But I really hope that you live louder, like the rest, these last literal couple months, push yourself to the max at whatever you're doing. Focus, you know. I've talked about the recalibration and everything. Make sure you're aligned going into, you know, 2023. You know, before you get to the new year, be ready for the new year before the new year starts. Get ready mentally now, you know. Because I hope that you live louder than, you know, this year, last year, the year before, you know. Where, you know, we'll be 3-4 years out of COVID. I don't really give a fuck about COVID. It's just whatever. That's the whole thing. Anyways, but I hope you live louder. I hope you laugh more. I hope that you sing at the top of your lungs a lot more. Like, just genuinely be more happy. Like, and it's not just like these, like, the things to make you happy or, like, I don't know. It's just, I hope that, you know, when the summer comes, that, you know, you drive with the windows down and let your fucking hair just, let the wind rustle with your hair and let it blow it and flow it around and flop it around. I hope you get to hug and I hope you get to kiss. If you didn't get to do it as much this year, I hope that you get to do it next year as much. And I hope that you surround yourself with people who make you feel alive. That's a big key right there. That is such a big key. Nobody, I say this with like 100% like gratitude, like, or not gratitude, like I say this with 100%-ness. Like, not a lot of people will help you feel like you're alive. You know, they're gonna be selfish in their antics, and, you know, they're gonna do what they want to do that benefits them. But I've always believed that you surround yourself with, you know, the people that you want to become, you know, or, you know, the lifestyle that you want to have, you know, different things. You definitely, you know, you fake it before you make it. It is, you know, that's like a 70-30, you know, kind of statement. Like, yeah, you make it before you break it, but sometimes that can really screw you over. But that's whatever, you know. But I hope that, like, you become, you know, the type of person that brings good energy wherever you go, and the type of person that people want to be around. That's where, you know, surrounding yourself with the people that makes you feel alive, making you feel alive and helping you feel alive, you know, that's with purpose and stuff. Purpose will help you feel alive. You know, why you have a purpose of, you know, why do I wake up every day? What drives me to get up every day? I've talked about that before. I hope that you speak your mind, you know, on what's on your mind. Like, I hope you speak that. Because, yeah, just holding things in just drives a weird, you know, wrench into situations. You know, it's going to put a fork in the road. It's going to wedge a problem between, you know, relationships, if it's a relationship, you know, things like that. But yeah, listen, I still have a lot to talk about here, but I'd like to go to commercial real quick. So, a word from our sponsor. All right, welcome back, everybody. So, definitely, I think that moving on in the world, I think that what we need to do as just a society is definitely be open to more people. Like, not be open to more people, but be open to what people are going through. Be more understanding of them. You know, that, like, I have a great situation. You know, we went to Taco Bell and we had sat in the drive-thru for at least 20 minutes, you know what I mean? Then we ordered our food, and once we ordered our food, you know, we got up through the line pretty quickly. You know, we get our bag, you know, after we pay, and it was about, you know, $28, you know, me and the wife, got the food, and, I opened the bag up to check everything in there, and it's not even, you know, what we ordered, you know, not even close. It's a completely different order, different bag, everything, you know. So, you know, the drive through is busy, so we, you know, we pulled around, parked, I went inside, and it wasn't really a big deal, you know. I was just, hey, like, you guys messed up my order, that's all. I'm not pissed, I'm not mad, I'm just like, you know, whatever, not a big deal. Like, we got our, you know, wrong order, of course. So I go up to the desk, and, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I was just in the drive-thru. You guys gave me somebody else's bag. Like, that's not even mine. None of that is even mine. And they ended up taking it, which was the weird thing, too. So that's definitely different. So they took the bag of, like, extra of random-ass food, took my receipt, and were like, you know, yeah, we're going to go, like, let me figure this out for you. They go out there, and, you know, they're like, yeah, it was just a mix-up, miss-up. Well, you know, we're going to remake it. So they had to remake it. So I had to stand there, you know, for another extra 10, 15 minutes while they remade this meal for us. And while getting to talking with, you know, other customers that were there, there's an old lady there. Not an old lady. Probably in her 50s, but she was saying, she's like, she's standing there, and she's like, I've been here for 20 plus minutes, and, like, I ordered 20 plus minutes ago. I haven't even gotten my food. Like, there was five people that came in after me. They have all already left with their food. And he goes, I'm sorry, ma'am, what's the name on that order? And she tells the name, and he goes back in there. They have a miscommunication. So what had happened, the lady stepped away a little bit around the corner and didn't hear the guy say Kennedy. There was a lady also there that had the same K in her name. Her name was, it was like Kelly instead of Kennedy. The guy yelled Kennedy. It was a little loud. She thought he said Kelly. She says, jumps up, and he's like, okay, here you go, you know, and that was that. And then she leaves. But the lady didn't even come back with, like, you know, like, hey, I got the wrong food or anything. So that's the funny part of that situation. But there was a different individual there that was talking with me and that lady. And he was, you know, both of us hit on this, you know. You don't know what's going on in that thing, in that. I mean, obviously, you can watch the, you know, them cooking and everything on the line, but you don't know what's going on back there. And she's like, you know, she was kind of mad. And I says, I'm like, you're Kennedy? And she says, yeah, I've been here for, you know. I says, ma'am, it was a miscommunication between a customer and the employee. She thought that he said her name, grabbed it and left without, you know, double confirming, really. And that was really it. And I don't even fucking work there, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to be cordial with this woman, you know, and just trying to, you know, ease her, you know, which I understand too. I've been here for, you know, a half hour also, you know what I mean? And I've already ordered my food, got a bag, and, like, I've already came inside and everything. So I feel your pain, lady. Like, I'm just sitting here waiting for food. And, you know, the guy's like, you know, the guy really, he gave it a really good, great perspective that I haven't really heard in public, you know, in a long time, you know, sitting there and saying, you know, hey, you know, these guys are probably, you know, they're probably busting their ass. It looks, they're very, very busy. Like, by the looks of it, they're very, very busy. And, you know, they're trying their hardest, you know, maybe the manager's new, maybe there's a couple new people, you know, try to give them the benefit of the doubt, unfortunately, you know. But at the same time, it's like, you can't be completely of an asshole. Like, yes, be a little bit mad on, you know, frustrated. You are, that, like, that is warranted, you know what I mean? Like, that is definitely a, you know, warranted feeling, you know. But I think this goes, that story definitely pulls in on with this, you know. I think that, you know, the next time that you meet somebody, just remember that it is just a tiny moment in that person's entire journey. Don't judge them based on one encounter, okay? And use it as a representation of their entire existence, because that right there is just, like, that's not good, okay? Because that person could be a great person, but, you know, maybe they had a bad day, maybe they lost somebody in their family, you know, a dog, they lost anything, but maybe they're, you know, also, they're struggling with mental health in 2022 is, it's palpitatingly in radical, just of how insane our mental health is for this country and just people in general. You will meet people at different points in your life and have a completely different experience. Okay? You live life giving grace to others. And that's what really gets me. That's what I really like about that, is giving grace to others. Like, I wrote that down, and that's why I wanted to share that with you guys, was just, that's, it's like, why, it's somebody asking, you know, why are you being so nice to, even when people are, you know, who are being rude to you? Well, first off, you know, kill them with kindness, you know, you got that, you know, killing with kindness, so that's good. But for me, though, it's because, I too have been rude to nice people. And I know that, like, rudeness, it comes from a place of roaring pain, and most of the time it does. And only kindness can honestly soothe that. So, we're all messy, okay? Like, we are all messy. We're all struggling here. You know, some have, you know, high, you know, harder struggling times, and other people have easier struggling times. Some people can handle the struggle, some people can't handle struggle, and they just fold. We are all flying high in some way, shape, or form. Like, you know, we're all flying. We are all flying high in some ways and falling flat on our faces in others. You know, it's more fall flat than others do, you know, more, it takes more, sometimes it takes other, more people, you know, takes you more times to fall than it does me. you know, it takes me two times to fall. It takes you four times to fall. But nobody has it all figured out yet. Okay? And we mean, we got an idea, but nobody's figured it out. There ain't no formula for it. But it's our job to cheer each other on, lift each other up, and push each other to keep going and to keep giving it our best. Like I said, it matters who we surround ourselves with. It really, really does. We need to be better to each other as the smallest form of relationship to the biggest relationship in your life. Like, we all have to be like that. That's how we be kind, we move on, and we get rid of this crazy ass shit in society. But I'm gonna leave you with a message. Whatever you're feeling, it'll eventually pass. You won't feel sad forever, because at some point you'll feel happy again. You won't feel anxious forever. And in time, you will feel calm again, I promise. You don't have to fight with your feelings or feel guilty for having them. You just have to accept them and be good to yourself while you ride this shit out, all right? Resisting your emotions and shaming yourself will only cause you more pain. And you don't deserve that. You deserve love. You deserve your own love, your own acceptance, and your own compassion. But you deserve those in general. Have a great day, everybody. And thank you for listening.